USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Viktor Paug, a Russian arms dealer known as the Merchant of Death, whose weapons created deadly conflicts around the world, could be sent back to Russia in exchange for basketball player Brittany Griner and retired U.S. Marine Paul Whelan, Secretary of State Antony Blinken.
In the coming days, I expect to speak with Russian Foreign Minister Lavrov for the first time since the war began. I plan to raise an issue that's a top priority for us, the release of Americans Paul Whelan and Brittany Griner.
As Senator Grassley is accusing the FBI and Department of Justice of misleading the American people on the Biden laptop, the device has now revealed President Biden met with at least 14 of Hunter Biden's business associates while he was vice president in the Obama White House. Two of Hunter's Mexican business associates visited the West Wing on February 26, 2014, and were given a tour by then Vice President Joe Biden. USA Radio News.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 5500 at checkout. That's harrys.com. Code 5500. Enjoy.
New York wants to add a tax to drivers that choose specific traffic routes.
New York is slowly but surely going towards becoming the first U.S. city to charge motorists an extra fee for entering its most congested areas. The Metropolitan Transportation Authority said a long-delayed environmental assessment should be released by federal regulators next month to be followed by a public hearing.
If you are a New Yorker who has been late for work because your train was not on time, you need congestion pricing.
The goal of congestion pricing is to encourage more people to take public transportation to cut down on traffic, while also directing extra revenue toward making much-needed repairs to the transit system. For the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
We are USA Radio News.
David was in big trouble with the IRS.
At first, I didn't owe that much, but after this year, it was out of control.
Then David called Get a Tax Lawyer.
Right away, they were like, oh yeah, looks like you're qualified to save.
Get a Tax Lawyer went to work.
Should have called way sooner.
Get a Tax Lawyer has helped thousands like David fight the IRS and get a fresh start.
Call 800-745-3070. That's 800-745-3070.
An Idaho sheriff said Wednesday his county is experiencing a crisis level of drug overdoses, especially fentanyl and methamphetamine. That's coming from President Biden's open border policy. Canyon County, Idaho Sheriff Karen Donahue on Fox News says there is so much illicit drugs, the cartels are destroying his community.
We're at a crisis stage, quite frankly. We have never seen the numbers of seizures and the amounts of any drug, including methamphetamine, like we're seeing in fentanyl. And, of course, we're still reeling with the methamphetamine crisis we've been in for years. And every bit of this substance, these illegal narcotics, come from the border, without question. Ravaging our communities and the overdoses. I've had, over the last year, numerous deputies hospitalized because of fentanyl exposures just in my jail, where we've had to hospitalize these deputies just because they've come in contact with it.
Viktor Bout, a Russian arms dealer known as the Merchant of Death, whose weapon sales resulted in deadly conflicts around the world, could be sent back to Russia in exchange for WNBA star Brittany Griner and retired U.S. Marine Paul Whelan. Bout was nabbed in 2008 in a sting operation at a luxury hotel in Bangkok, Thailand. The crazed man accused of opening fire on an Independence Day parade in Highland Park, Illinois, has been indicted by a grand jury. In all, 117 felonies. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.